This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's one thing to hop around in Iowa or a New Hampshire, but the challenge tomorrow is a campaign battlefield stretching from Texas, Georgia, and Tennessee to Minnesota to Massachusetts. That's the logistical challenge of this vast geography. And more delegates are at stake tomorrow than in any other single day of the nomination period. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at how campaigns have scaled up and spread out.
We're talking campaign planes rather than buses now. Lots more strategizing and prioritizing, much like trying to suddenly scale a business.
At the early days, when it's a small group, everybody knows everybody, lines of communication are clear.
Stuart Thornhill is a professor of entrepreneurship at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
You know, as it scales and goes from 10 to 50 to 100 to 1,000 people, it becomes like that broken telephone game. And managing the complexity of that is just as difficult for a retailer or a service provider as it is for a political operator.
You really have to think, where is our opportunity? What's going to be cost efficient? Where can we get voters?
Toby Berkovitz spent 3 decades as a political media consultant. He says as campaigns are expanding, they also have to watch and react to their competitors.
Sometimes campaigns aren't both going after the exact same territory.
Even as they're scaling up, Berkovitz says candidates may need to scale back to better use resources elsewhere. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.